The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Romeo. You're listening to the Huddle Up Podcast, where I talk about the latest things on pro football and fantasy football. Every game, every play, every week. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3, covering the third week of October 2024. We're diving into some major NFL headlines this week from week 7, discussing all the breakout performances, the injuries, what fantasy performers really balled out this week for your teams. So yeah, let's jump right into it. So first, I want to highlight the three major games of week 7 that just passed. For my first game, I have the Detroit Lions playing the Minnesota Vikings. This game was an exciting one because, you know, Detroit Lions being 4-1, Minnesota Vikings coming in at 5-0. This is a battle for the NFC North, first place in the division. This was an entertaining game. The Lions needed a last-second field goal, a 44-yard field goal from Jake Bates with just, like, under, like, 30 seconds remaining to take the lead. And that helped them get the victory over the previously undefeated Minnesota Vikings, which is just big for them. Jared Goff has been outstanding this season, quarterback. He went 22 of 25 pass attempts for 279 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a couple big throws in the game to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Sam Laporta played well. Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back, he had 2 touchdowns, over 90 yards rushing. Because the other running, David Montgomery, was injured a little bit throughout the game, so he couldn't get as many touches. So that hurt a couple fantasy teams. And yeah, on the other side, Sam Darnold for Minnesota, he didn't have a bad game, 22 for 27, 259. He threw for a touchdown, but then also threw for a interception, which was kind of a big turnover in the game because they had the momentum going into it. And yeah, it was just a tale of one turnover changing the whole game, and Detroit Lions came out on top. They're 5-1 now. Minnesota's still fine. They're 5-1. They're both tied, but Detroit has the advantage now with the tiebreaker. For my next game, I want to talk about the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. This is an exciting game because obviously last year this was the Super Bowl rematch, Super Bowl game from 2024. You know, Patrick Mahomes coming in, he's been struggling a little bit, throwing a lot more interceptions than usual, not a lot of passing touchdowns. And the San Francisco 49ers, they've been banged up. Christian McCaffrey, running back, is still out. You know, they're still trying to find their flow. Kansas City is coming in undefeated. You know, in this game, Brock Purdy struggled a lot. He threw 3 interceptions, and it was only held to like a 55% completion rate. Kansas City came out on top, 28-18. Like I said before, Mahomes played bad. He had 2 interceptions, really few passing yards. They relied on a lot of the run game with Kareem Hunt. He had over 22 carries, 90 yards, a touchdown. They used a lot of 2 tight ends. You know, Noah Gray played well. They used Travis Kelce in these 2 personnel tight end sets. And they're still undefeated. Mahomes is probably going to pick it up later in the season. And it's still incredible how, you know, he's played under par, but this they're 6-0. With the 49ers, they go 3-4 now. You know, they've been a little wishy-washy this season. They expect them to get better as the season progresses, but with all the injuries they faced right now, we'll see how that turns out. For my last game I want to talk about, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the New York Jets. You know, it took it was Russell Wilson's debut game for the Steelers after they announced that they were benching Justin Fields. Even though they started well, 4-2 record, they still changed their quarterback, which was strange to some. You know, beginning of the game, Russell Wilson, you know, started off a bit shaky. But then, you know, when the defense got them a couple turnovers off Aaron Rodgers throwing interceptions, they scored 31 unanswered points, and they beat the New York Jets. Like I said, this was Wilson's first game of the season. He hasn't played a game since last year of Christmas, because he got benched last year when he was on the Broncos as well. You know, he had 264 yards, 16 of 29, 2 touchdowns. Like I said, led the Steelers offense, especially in the second half. He played really well in the second half, for sure. And yeah, for the New York Jets on the other side, though, it was a loss from a lot of just miscues. Aaron Rodgers is not really looking himself right now. They were leading 15-6 at this point, and they didn't score another point for the whole second half. You know, Rodgers didn't play bad per se. It's just the whole team as a whole. Like, Rodgers still had 276 yards passing, one touchdown, but he threw two interceptions. One was maybe not his fault because it bounced off his receiver, but you know, it still counts as his turnover. You know, Davante Adams, of course, he made his Jets debut, the wide receiver they traded for. He only had three catches, but, you know, it's a new offense. He still has to learn it. He'll get more into the swing of things as the season progresses. But, yeah, disappointing loss for the Jets, but a big-time win for the Steelers. They come out on top 37-15. For my next topic, I want to talk about all the injuries that happened this week. Because every week in the NFL, since it's such a contact sport, you're going to get a bunch of injuries to star players. I think this is more than a lot that I've seen, especially in Week 7. Like, starting off with the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, you know, that rookie sensation quarterback, he's played super well. He had to come out of the game in Week 7 of the first quarter. You know, he injured his ribs. He's only considered week to week, but he has a big time matchup coming up against the Chicago Bears soon. So let's just hope he stays healthy, because that would be a really good game between the two number one and number two overall picks, Williams and Daniels, for sure. For the next team that suffered all the injuries, it was the San Francisco 49ers. They had Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk was just confirmed today that he's injured for the rest of the season. He tore his ACL. He had to be carted off the field. You know, it appears to be a pretty serious knee injury. And also another wideout for them, Deebo Samuel. He had pneumonia illness. So he started the game but came out after like the second or first quarter. And he's he should be back by next week. But you don't know. Pneumonia is a pretty serious thing, especially if you like run on it a lot. It can really affect your lungs. So yeah, hopefully he'll be back for next week, because they need him, especially with Ayuk being injured now. For the Seahawks, you had DK Metcalf going down injured. He had to get carted off. Even though he looked like he was fine, they said his knee was bothering him. Mike McDonald, their coach, said afterwards that it doesn't look too bad in an interview. So hopefully it's minor, and hopefully he gets set for next week's games for whoever they play. And an injury that happened on Monday Night Football was actually two, and two of them were two receivers to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First one was Mike Evans. Mike Evans already had hamstring issues, but he decided to play this game. He decided he was a go. And as he was diving for a ball in the end zone, and I guess he pulled his hamstring again, so he was immediately ruled out from the game early in the first half. And then the last one was Chris Godwin, the other receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this was an unfortunate injury. It was like the last 40 seconds of the game. The game was basically over. They were just passing it. He caught the ball. A player accidentally, you know, landed on his ankle, completely twisted it. He had to be carted off with the air cast. And yeah, he's probably done for the season, which is a shame, because he was actually leading the league in yards after the catch. And he was a big-time fantasy performer as well. So going to be a huge blow for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, losing their two top receivers. Let's see how they deal with that. For my last player, real quick, it's the Deshaun Watson Achilles injury for the Cleveland Browns. As a Cleveland Browns fan, you know, we've been terrible this season. We've probably been the worst team in football, 1-6. And then, you know, early in the second quarter, your starting quarterback gets an Achilles injury. As soon as he went down, you knew he was done for the rest of the year. He had to be carted off as well, you know, and then, you know, later on, the team officially announced that an MRI was revealed that, you know, he ruptured his Achilles. He'll be done for the season. Big blow. Jameis Winston will probably come in and play some snaps or play for the rest of the season. But yeah, Cleveland Browns are already bad anyway, so I don't think that really matters as much. But hopefully all these players get better soon, for sure. For my last topic, it's my top fantasy performers of the week. You know, This is becoming a weekly segment for me because I, you know, as a fantasy player, I always want to know how well these players perform on a week-to-week basis and how many points they've recorded. For my first player, it's Lamar Jackson, who's, you know, the reigning MVP and the favorite again to win MVP. He's been insane. He recorded 34.4 fantasy points. He had 5 passing touchdowns. I would watch the game against the Buccaneers he played against. He made it look so easy. Just everything looked open for him. He had over 50 yards rushing. Had a sweet screenplay to Derrick Henry. He scored. And yeah, he's leading the league in touchdown passes. He's leading the league in MVP votes right now. So hopefully he keeps it up for fantasy managers. For my next player, it's the opponent he played against, Baker Mayfield. He had 29 points. He threw for 370 plus yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 2 interceptions, but he still recorded 29 points, which is really good. You know, they were down a lot, so when you're down a lot, you're supposed to pass a lot more instead of run the ball to keep the clock, from running a lot. You need to keep the ball moving. So he had over like 40 pass attempts. It was ridiculous. Even though they lost, he still recorded 29 points, which is a good thing. For my next player, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back for the Detroit Lions. He had 2 touchdowns. He had 28 points in fantasy, over 90 yards rushing. He had more of the carries because their other running back, David Montgomery, was injured throughout the game. He was battling some sort of injury, so they didn't want to risk him, so they gave more of the touches to Jahmyr Gibbs. And, you know, fantasy managers that owned him really liked that. He's exploded in pretty much every game he's played in just because he's such a touchdown threat and a boom play type of player. So, yeah, another big week for Jahmyr Gibbs. Another player that went off was Saquon Barkley, running back. He's been going off this whole season. He's a top 2 running back in fantasy this year. 24.7 fantasy points. He's immense. We all know Saquon Barkley. He rushed for almost a career high against his former team, the New York Giants, this past week. The Eagles rely on him on the run game. And yeah, he didn't even score a touchdown, but still had 24 points, which is crazy. The last two players were 2 running backs as well, Joe Mixon and Derrick Henry. Joe Mixon had 24.4 points for the Houston Texans. He had a rushing touchdown, had a receiving touchdown. You know, the Texans struggled on offense this week, but he was the only player that really did something. So he came up big in the backfield for them. As well as Derrick Henry, the other player for the Baltimore Ravens. He's the number 1 running back in fantasy this year. He's been outstanding. He was pretty much quiet throughout the whole game I watched against the Buccaneers this past week, but he had 180-yard run that basically just sealed all of his points, and had a touchdown at the end, receiving touchdown Lamar Jackson threw to him, which counts as more if you're playing in a PPR league. So it's that was lovely to see for sure. 2 more quarterbacks I want to talk about. Russell Wilson and Jalen Hurts. Russell Wilson, of course, 24.9 fantasy points. First game back, first game of the year, first game in pretty much a year, and it's still kind of crazy how good he is still. If he plays in a fluid offense, he played in a fluid offense, threw for 2 touchdowns. Started off shaky, but 25 points. He's pretty much on every single waiver wire for sure, because no one's gonna pick him up because, you know, he wasn't the starting quarterback for the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Now he is. You're expecting that waiver wire this week on Wednesday to really shoot up for sure. And my last player is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, quarterback for Philadelphia. He had three total touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 1 passing touchdown. And the thing with Jalen Hurts is, since he's such a the Eagles, they run the thing called the tush push, pretty much, you know, 1 yard line anywhere in the goal line, they just sneak it with him, and he's such a powerful quarterback that he pretty much gets it every time. This is why he's such a good pick every single year in fantasy, and why he's such a high pick in fantasy every single year, because he gets so many of these rushing touchdowns. Even though he doesn't pass for a lot of yards, he runs for a lot of yards, which counts for a lot for fantasy managers as well. And it was good to see him get a lot of points this week. So thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, next week's show, episode 4, I'll talk more about NFL, fantasy football. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Catch y'all next week.